Dr. Roland Ferguson, dictating cardiology consultation on patient Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. First name, Ruben, R-U-B-E-N. Date of birth, December 10th, 2002. Date of evaluation, June 30th, 2025. The chief complaint, 22-year-old male with hypertension, the HBI. The patient is noted as a 22-year-old male who reports history of hypertension since age 16, period. At that time, it was discovered by his pediatrician, period. The patient reports that he is very active, period. He has had no shortness of breath, period. He has had no chest pain or palpitations. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, neck number right fourth finger, next number left labral tear. The medication, enalapril, 10 milligrams on daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. However, he is allergic to food. He states that he is allergic to soy and avocado. Family history is unremarkable. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking or drug use. He notes occasional alcohol use. The review of systems is unremarkable. The endocrine is significant for an elevated LDL of 136. He further has obesity, period. Retrospectively, he is noted to have a maternal history of hypertension. The physical examination, blood pressure 118/74, pulse 71, respiratory rate of 20, height 70 inches, weight 255.4 pounds. The impression, this is a 22-year-old male with history of hypertension. He is noted to have some degree of obesity, period. He further reports headache, period. The plan, the loss pain. Sleep study, rule out sleep apnea as contributing to his hypertension. Echocardiogram has been scheduled. I will see him in follow-up within 1 week. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Addendum. Patient is now seen in follow-up. He reports that he is doing well. No new complaints. Sleep apnea study not done. Echo has not been done. Period. Physical exam. Blood pressure 110/74. Pulse 71. Respiratory rate 18. Weight 253 pounds. He is relatively stable. Period. unclear etiology for his hypertension, but secondary causes should be considered. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation.